Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done every single year. Now Taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, welcome to it, welcome to it, welcome to it. A very happy Friday to you and yours. I hope you're off the grind. Hope you're done with your week, headed home for the weekend. I'm with you, Austin Orman, till 6 o'clock for Old School. Then a little longer yet tonight, the Corner 3 about to make its long-awaited, highly anticipated return for a couple segments. But to then, after that, starting at approximately 6:40, we do also have Lincoln Stars Hockey on our airwaves. The Anderson Cup champs will take the ice for their final home match of the year tonight. They have one more regular season game tomorrow before end of next week. Guess what? Lincoln Stars Hockey in the playoffs. We'll carry that for you right here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Don't forget, we are also Lincoln's home for the Kansas City Royals. Very excited to have them back on our airwaves. Kansas City now 7-6 on the year after taking 3 out of 4 from Minnesota at home at Kauffman Stadium. Royals and Cleveland are just underway now in the top of the first in Cleveland. Looks like Jonathan India got out for the Royals, so it's Bobby Witt Jr. with a 2-0 count at the plate right now. Guards took 2 of 3 from the Royals to open the year in Kauffman. It was 7-4 in extras in the first game. Royals bounced back with a 4-3 win in game 2. Then it was the Guardians taking the series with a 6-2 win. Right now, the Royals have a half-game lead in the division over Cleveland. Royals are 7-6. Cleveland is 6-6. But it's the Detroit Tigers, actually, who hold the lead in the AL Central with a 7-5 record. Either way, that's a long way to say we are Lincoln's home for the Royals as well as Lincoln Stars Hockey throughout the course of their playoff run. What's on your mind? Let me know. 402-464-5685. Would love to talk about whatever's on your mind before we get into whatever's on my mind. I got a little bit of time. You got a little bit of time. We got the next hour or so to go through some thoughts. Been a good day so far during On the Block and Old School. I kind of smushed these two shows together in my head now. Of course, the change for a couple months has been that On the Block is a three-man show, me, Strick, and Jay. And Strick ditches us here for Old School. It's usually just me and Jay. But Coach Foreman is back in action over the spring and the summer, so don't be surprised if you get some more solo AO on the airwaves here for the next few months or so. Then we'll, of course, start ramping up football season, and as much as I might try, there is no getting Jay Foreman out of the studio during football season, right? I can't twist his arm hard enough, can't find any incentives that get him to stop talking about football, which for the most part, we appreciate about him. 0167 says, "Go Stars, Anderson Cup winners." Yeah, go Stars. Players are studs. Rocky's a stud. Joel's a stud. Great organization. Well run. And tonight, final home match, may or may not be a Husker wrestler in the building. And not just a Husker wrestler, a national champion Husker wrestler. Oh, and not just a national champion for Husker wrestling, but a homegrown Husker wrestling national champion in the house at the Icebox tonight. I will say no more. I have said my piece. You should probably know who that is by now, if you don't already. Bobby Witt Jr. reaches. He draws a walk, so he's aboard with one away in the top of the first for Vinny Pasquantino. And it's just interesting to watch these Kansas City Royals get off to the start they are this year with a 7-6 record so far, because Salvador Perez and Vinny Pasquantino are not hitting really in the slightest. I mean, Vinny had like a 1-for-13 or a 4-for-23 homestand, whatever it was, and still found a way to drive in 6 runs because he's king of the sack fly or productive out, whatever, you know, whatever form it might take. The Royals offense has not been good so far this year. They've scored 45 runs in 13 games. That is brutal. Absolutely atrocious, right? I mean, you're averaging less than four runs per game. Four is kind of the bare minimum to be a baseline competent Major League Baseball offense. Royals are, let me do some quick math there. Yeah, that's about 3.5 runs per game. That's not going to get it done, no matter how good your pitching staff is, right? I mean, fill out a Hall of Fame pitching staff from front to back, 3.5 runs a game probably still won't get it done. I mean, Perez has been worth only a 0.1 wins above replacement so far. He's played in all 13 games with 53 plate appearances for the Royals. Only a 200 batting average. He struck out 14 times in 50 at-bats. That's a 28% strikeout rate, which is on the upper end of manageable if there's power to show for it, but Salvi only has 3 extra base hits in 13 games, only slugging 300. That's not enough to get it done for a bat-first and really bat-only player at this stage of his career. I'm just worried that whenever Salvador Perez does fall off, it's going to be a very fast, very precipitous decline. The fact that he's playing as well as he is into his mid-30s as a guy who still primarily catches is impressive enough in its own right. But the hope for the Royals is that they would have found someone that could give Salvador Perez a day or two off behind the plate. And you could argue they have with Freddie Fermin. Freddie's not a star, right? He's a good backup catcher. It's just unfortunate timing for the Royals because I think that guy was supposed to be MJ Melendez, who the Royals didn't figure out couldn't hack it behind home plate until he got to the major leagues. That's a guy in MJ Melendez that led the minor leagues in home runs as a catcher. And then got to the pros, his defense suffered. I mean, cannon of an arm, but framing wasn't good, blocking wasn't good. Oh, and by the way, the dude couldn't hit and still isn't hitting yet, even though they move him, you know, to an easier defensive position, primarily in left field now for MJ Melendez. So the Royals thought they had their contingency plan for Salvi in MJ Melendez, who would be entering his prime right about now. I mean, MJ Melendez is in his age 26 season, so if Salvador Perez was about to fall off, you're like, okay, MJ Melendez has had a year or two of seasoning behind the dish, splitting time with Salvador Perez. He's gotten his feet wet. He's got to be about ready to make the jump to a full-time major league catcher, or at least, you know, a timeshare in that position with Salvi. It'd be very productive for the Royals because Perez hits right-handed, Melendez swings lefty. It was all there, but Melendez can't hack it, so the Royals are on to their next plan, and it took him a while to get anyone up to this level. You think about a guy like Logan Porter, who was never really much of a prospect for them. He climbed his way up through the system, had a pretty good year for Omaha last year before getting traded to the San Francisco Giants. I think it was a trade for cash considerations is what it was. There's some weird stuff going on at the end of the year in Omaha around that situation. But now the Royals almost have too many catchers. Problem is they're just not major league ready yet. You think about a guy by the name of Luca Tresh, who's doing some good things in the minors. And then two of the Royals' top prospects are both catchers as well. In Blake Mitchell, who was the Royals' first-round pick a couple of years ago, he got hit by a pitch in the hand, broke a hamate bone. He's very close to making his return to getting some reps, probably not live action quite yet. It's in his left hand and his glove hand, I believe it was. But that's your first-round pick that you spent on a high school catcher. He's in high A this year, I believe. And Carter Jensen, who is a bat-first masher behind the dish, pretty good, improving decent defensive numbers. But the further along you get down the road to the show, the harder it becomes to play defense as a catcher, right? Pitches are that much faster. They break that much more, and the grind.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Of Major League Baseball, you know, 3, maybe 4 days in a city. That's what you get instead of minor league baseball, where in a lot of places you're playing games 6 days in a row with what is it? Monday is your travel day, and you're playing Tuesday through Sunday. But that's where the Royals didn't package one of their young catchers with another prospect to go get another major league ready catcher. And they didn't do that to improve the outfield. The Royals are still running Hunter Renfroe, MJ Melendez. Now Drew Waters gets called up with Mark Canna on the injured list for some hip soreness and tightness, whatever it was he suffered just a few days ago. Renfro's at the tail end of his productive part of his career, if he's not already past it at age 33. Again, Melendez has never really taken off at age 26. Kyle Isbell's pretty entrenched in center field. He's running up a negative wins above replacement right now, offensively at least, in 32 plate appearances. Got an OPS plus of 92, which is actually not that bad for Kyle Isbell, all things considered. But the Royals didn't and haven't found a way to get more production out of the catcher position so far through 13 games, specifically in the person of Salvador Perez, who the Royals need in the core of their lineup, hitting fourth for them this year. And even Vinny Pasquantino, that's a guy that I've got some mixed thoughts on. I have nothing against Vinny the guy, Vinny the player. The Royals seem to think Vinny is a guy that can become a face of the franchise, a co-face, or at least a Robin to Bobby Witt Jr.'s Batman. But Vinny Pasquantino, right now in his age 27 season, off to just a 178 start with the stick. He's got one home run in 12 games played. He has driven in a team-best 10 runs. Only six strikeouts in 50 plate appearances. That's a 12% strikeout rate. That's manageable. That's fine. His on-base percentage, though, only 240. And one of the biggest selling points for Vinny Pasquantino coming up is that's a guy who is willing to work a walk. We haven't seen that from Vinny Pasquantino, right? We haven't seen patience lead to power for Vinny because he's gone the way of pretty much every other Royals player in history who gets less patient when they join the organization. I'm trying to pull up his minor league numbers if I can, because they were pretty incredible with what he was able to do in the minor leagues. At one point, Vinny Pasquantino had, you know, similar numbers of extra base hits, strikeouts, and walks. I think at one point he had like 60 extra base hits, 60 strikeouts, and 60 walks in Omaha before he got called up, which is absolutely incredible. And guys like that with that level of plate discipline are the ones that typically age better and are better hitters. I mean, on base percentage, being able to take a pitch and wait for one that you can actually do some damage on is a hallmark of a good hitter. Vinny Pasquantino's lost a little bit of that since he's made his way to the majors. I mean, his OPS plus has gone from 135 in 72 games as a rookie, 61 games he played in 2023 as a 106. Last year, above average at a 112 with a Major League Baseball best 13 sacrifice flies. But you're not going to extend your first baseman of the future to hit sac flies. If Vinny Pasquantino is the first baseman of the future, he's got to start hitting for legit power. I mean, Vinny's career high in home runs was last year. He had 19 of them. For a guy that's, what, like 6'4", 250? Okay, 6'3", 250? The Royals need power out of Vinny Pasquantino. I mean, right now, he's 75% of Billy Butler, if we're being completely honest. Not that Billy Butler was a bad player. In fact, probably a little bit of an underrated hitter. Just an artist with the bat is kind of what Country Breakfast Billy Butler was as a player. But at some point, if you're the Royals, you got to be honest with what Vinny Pasquantino is. At some point, he's not a projection. He's not a potential, because this is supposed to be the start of Vinny Pasquantino's prime. And really, it's a fizzle to the start of the prime right now. And the reason that's important is because the Royals have Jack Caglione coming up. And am I expecting Jack Caglione in the majors by the end of this year? No, not necessarily. But if you're the Royals, who's your first baseman of the future? Is it Vinny Pasquantino? Is it Jack Caglione? Caglione's a better athlete. Caglione has a better arm. I'm not saying move him to right field. You do need help in the corners. That's where the lack of development from Tyler Gentry or Gavin Cross, even John Rave, comes into play and hurts the Royals a little bit. I don't think they should move Cags out to right field just to get him up to the majors. But at some point, are you hoping that Caglione can take over first base and then Vinny Pasquantino becomes your everyday designated hitter? If so, that's fine. But if you're going to pay a designated hitter, he's got one job. He's got to be worth it. I think that's part of the reason the Royals haven't extended Vinny Pasquantino yet, is because they're still in wait-and-see mode. If the Royals knew what Vinny Pasquantino was, my guess is they would have made more of a push to extend him or more of a push to trade him. There were some talks that the Royals were shopping Vinny Pasquantino to the Marlins for starting pitching help. You know, wouldn't have been the worst idea. The Royals didn't really have anyone else in the system at the first base designated hitter type, but they're not exactly hard to find, right? Guys at the end of their career, guys that still need a shot. I mean, think about where Vinny Pasquantino was coming out of, right? He's sprung from the same ground that Hunter Dozier towards the end of his Royals tenure, Ryan O'Hearn before the Royals let him walk. Not a very high bar for Vinny Pasquantino to have to clear. And he's been better than those guys, don't get me wrong. But he hasn't been that next level. Not a very high bar for Vinny Pasquantino to have to clear. And he's been better than those guys, don't get me wrong. But he hasn't been that next level guy. He hasn't taken that step forward in terms of actual on-field production that the Royals need as a middle-of-the-order bat to warrant a big contract extension, to warrant being a piece for the future if Jack Caglione's going to come up, be hot on his tail like he's doing right now. I mean, for Pete's sake, Cags, who the Royals took sixth in the first round last summer, just hit a ball 120.9 miles per hour to the opposite field. Think about that. 120.9 off the bat to a place where you lose power the other way. Cags is nuts. He's tearing it up right now. That's not to say there won't be bumps in the road, but that 120.9 oppo was better than Giancarlo Stanton's best last year when he hit at 120.3 oppo. Now, half mile an hour, how big a difference is it really? But again, Giancarlo Stanton's a dude with, what, 300 career homers, I want to say? He's at least 250, right? Giancarlo Stanton, oh gosh, I was short. 430 career homers. If you tell me Jack Caglione hits 430 career homers for the Kansas City Royals, I will take pretty much whatever else comes with it. Vinny Pasquantino's not doing that right now, and that's really his one job, is to at least hit gap shot doubles, if not, deposit the spheroid outside the boundaries from time to time. And yeah, it's early. It's 13 games in. Royals just started game 14 against Cleveland. Looks like the guards got out of it. Bobby and Vinny walked before Perez and Massey got out. Massey struck out to end the frame with two on. So, no, the season's not over. Yes, it's a long season. But if Perez is falling off a cliff at age 34, finally age catching up with him a little bit, and if Vinny Pasquantino is just going to be a slightly above replacement level hitter, I don't blame the Royals for not giving him extension, in which case I would blame the Royals for not having a clear idea of who he was sooner and not trading him for more help that they needed when they could get it. Good stuff on the Royals. Let's talk some Husker football on the other side. We'll hear from EJ Barthel and Dana Holgorsen, give you my thoughts on what those Husker football coaches had to say when we continue some Old School.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.